into in a group of soldiers who had come out. One had been infected, but they have not been able to identify it in a time, and they had been able to close the freeze section. We were a large group of soldiers had been infected, but the barrier would not last long. We stopped advancing in a moment, and Emma told me and Andrew that we have to continue until the wretched safety zone. I asked her where we was going. She told me that I have to find what happened to our parents, and she left because I could say anything else. I remained motionless, but Andrew pulled me. I tried to comfort me. We continued walking throughout some corridors that were becoming infinite. We arrived at a larger room of sight where monitors that showed the security cameras. We are according on the other side, there were some chairs, a large space in which probably had capacity for more of the people who were in the shelter. With a button, they closed the door of the room, and I was overcome with great despair that Emma and my parents were still out there, but it was not the only underworld lady to attack in security wards, demanding information about her brother who worked in the scientific area. The ward only told her to go back to her silently. I was overcome with tears. I could not believe that all this was.